Hi, Cynthia. Welcome on Director Talks podcast. And we are honored to have your film Under a Bad Moon for a film festival. So, how are you today? And tell us about your journey. Are you a filmmaker, right? A producer from the beginning, or did you like get into film producing and all of this with Under a Bad Moon?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I was a teacher, and so I spent 30 years telling stories to students so that they would pay attention and learn. And my husband is the person who went to school to make films. He did a 2-year program, so he knew a lot of filmmakers. And then as the years went by, he would have different projects that he would do, and I would always help him with his projects, usually working with he did athletic videos and things and working with the athletes. And then the first time I was a PA, we live on a lake, and there was a Tiger Woods commercial, an American Express Tiger Woods commercial shot there. And their location manager saw our dock at some point. And then we ended up doing 3 commercials there. And for the second commercial, one of the PAs didn't show up. And so I was hired on the spot at 4:30 in the morning to help. And so that was my first experience. And basically, most of what I've done has been in helping my husband. And when I started on this Under a Bad Moon project, my original job was really to train the dog and to do craft services. But I ended up doing everything. I was a set mom, everything that needed to be done. I became the secretary. I began taking on producers' duties. And I will say that what was interesting is that a lot of what teachers do relates very well to this type of work, the attention to detail. So I came into film through the back door.
All right. So, what is the inspiration behind Under a Bad Moon? I think it's related to some true incident I read on the webpage.
There is a backstory to it. The whole story is fiction, but my husband was in a situation where his best friend, really, someone he'd known for many years, was murdered, and he and another person went over because they weren't hearing from his friend. His friend was Jeff. They went over and they discovered the body. And so that became a very long night. First, the police thought they killed him. Then they at 4 o'clock in the morning had to go notify Jeff's mother so she wouldn't see the murder on the news. So we had a whole story of going through a trial. The murderer is in prison for life. So there is somewhat of a backstory to it. But Steve has been writing scripts for over 20 years, and he had already worked on this script. And so some of this just kind of, I think a little bit of it is just working the story in, and like filmmakers do, working through things that they've experienced.
So, how was your experience on the set of Under a Bad Moon? Like, how while filming, you have any special stories, anecdotes to share? Like, was it during the pandemic so that we all did
Yes.
remotely? So,
Yes, it
how
was
was that?
during the It was during the pandemic, and I'll address the pandemic first, and then I'll tell you a funny story later. It just so happened that in my years of doing things, I was a nurse before I was a teacher, and I had a special interest in epidemiology. So, and I had been to the CDC for training in 2009, working with epidemics. So I felt very comfortable. We ended up renting the bed and breakfast. There's a bed and breakfast across the street from us. And we ended up renting the bed and breakfast and had all the actors stay there. So we had a little pod. Everyone was COVID tested first. The people that were not living there on, that were not in the bed and breakfast, like the crew, wore masks. And we were very careful. And most of our filming was outside. We only filmed one room inside. One time there was one scene that was filmed inside, and everything else was outside. So it felt very safe to me, and I'm kind of a paranoid about COVID. So that was the good thing. Now, would you like to hear the story?
Right, the funny one.
Okay. It's common practice that you send out a notice to all of the neighbors so that they know that there will be a film and not to be surprised if there's any noises or that kind of thing. Well, we had done that. And so it was, we were maybe into the third day of shooting and in a lot close to the bed and breakfast. And this couple walks up and they are demanding to know what's going on in that field behind their house. And yes, they had got the letter, but we were using those ball lights to light up the scenes and they could see the ball lights and they wanted to know what they were and what exactly was going on. So what I did was I just, my teacher self took over and I said, well, I'm going to show you what's going on. So you'll see everything's okay. There were other people that just wanted to tell them to leave. And I thought, no, I'm going to go show them. So I walked them through the brush, showed them the set. And I said, well, the set is a closed set, so we can't go up really closely, but this is what the cameraman's doing. And this is what the actors are doing. And they stayed for a while. And then I walked them back to the bed and breakfast. And then they went back home. But, you know, that was something that could have caused a disturbance or a commotion. And I have heard of that happening to people. But that was a little bit nerve-wracking when they first showed up because they were very insistent. They wanted to know what was going on, even though they knew it was a movie.
So. I think there's another thing that I read in the comments or maybe on Insta, like about when y'all were filming on the lake, there were too many mosquitoes and someone had a particular...
Yes, yes. Yes, it's really weird because it was March. We started filming on March the 1st last year. And during the day we had mosquitoes and at night we froze to death. So yes, we have fond memories. In fact, one thing I wish I would have done is asked the actors to share more of their stuff with me. Because when we were outside, it was so cold that some of them would sit in the truck, which we had running for the lights. And they would goof off, sing songs, tell stories. And I never really knew what was going on in the truck. I mean, I was right there on the set, but we were doing things and we didn't know that they were having such a grand old time in the truck. And it would have been fun. But we were lucky. I think having all the actors at the bed and breakfast really helped them kind of become a cohesive group. So we were very lucky. We had great actors. Partly because it was a pandemic and nobody was working. So it was easy to get good actors. It was easy to get good crew. So we were very lucky in that respect.
So before we can wrap up, can you tell me what was the favorite part of filming and who was the favorite character, like the actor from the movie?
Well, the main character of the movie is Roxanne and her name, she's played by Deanna Shakel. And she's the one that I spent the most time with because she had a major part. Although I did spend time with all of the actors. I liked her part. I liked her part because, you know, the main character in the film is a woman. And she's a very strong woman with strong opinions. So I like that character. But I also like all of, it's really impossible to say that you had one favorite over another. But we really enjoyed making the film and we got a lot of footage. Unfortunately, we had to cut a lot out to keep it short. There's a lot more to the story that will come out probably later on.
Okay, so you're saying that there'll be a part two?
Well, I think what will end up happening is that we'll make the feature. This is actually just part of the feature. It's the beginning scene of the feature. And there is a lot more that goes on. And Roxanne is a very strong character and will have interesting adventures as she goes through. And another thing I like about that character is that there really are women like her, you know, and we just don't as a society always recognize the strength of women. So
thank you so much, Cynthia, for being on Director Talks and the film edition, film festival edition special. And you're always giving us shout outs and, you know, tagging us everywhere on the social media, very active boss lady vibes. So thank you for being, we're honored to have you in our film festival once again. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.